Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's going on? I'm the guy.
And I'm the great boy.
I know we say this every week.
Every fucking week. But every fucking week, we got a killer.
So, we got Jared Freed this week. Strap in, get ready. When this is over, get your black on black hoodies at podcastmerch.com/NNFA. Remember, March 22nd is the last day to order, and we get them all out. See you soon.
Biggie documentary?
Yeah. Same ending. Same fucking ending.
They didn't do a different one?
Same ending.
I thought you, did you email me the? Did you email me the?
No, I emailed it to him.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, you guys, it's Sit Tight. Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, shit.
Welcome to another episode of No Need for Apologies.
No need for apologies, bro.
I'm the God.
And I'm the great boy.
Oh, we got a great episode for you today, man. One of our good, good fucking friends, man. I'm
the
so
J-Train.
Glad to have him
the
here,
The goddamn
man.
J-Train.
Jared Free, say hello, buddy.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
J-Train! Yeah.
I'm pumped. This is great.
This is pumped?
Yeah, this is pumped.
I've been on your podcast. I know pumped.
This is Monday pumped. I need...
This is a good Monday pump.
Yeah, Monday pump. I, you know, did some drinking on Sunday, so I'm trying to...
A little
to
red make, in the face.
Yeah, the comeback is... Yeah. is this is, we're on the comeback trail right
See?
Now.
See? So. Okay, cool. We were talking about that beforehand. That's one of the reasons why we do the cannabis. There is no... There's no hangover with
None.
The cannabis.
Yeah. No. They no. say that. I do believe there's a hangover. I know...
Only if you put, like, a lot of milligrams. If you, like, eat an edible that's, like, 81G, you're going to feel that for, like, 2 days.
But is it the feeling, or is it you just more so worried about what you were yammering about? Why you were high.
That like, could be
I
something.
I think that's more so what it is.
I just don't see a lot of potheads that are like, ready for Monday. You know, like, you don't see that.
I'm one of them. Yeah. I did not want to get out of my bed this
yeah.
morning to come here at 11 o'clock. I've been here doing radio shows and shit.
Off to work. You know, yeah,
you no. know what? I'm a bit the opposite, but I've kind of trained myself into that. Mm. Like, I wake up to a joint, so you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, I wake up to a joint and a workout. I smoke before I work out.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I've seen it. Like, I've seen it. It's doable.
It's basically just putting your mind on like...
This nigga's Tony Robbins and shit.
Yeah.
This motherfucker just focus in the morning and then go out and run 5 miles. And then I meet him at the gym after he done running. This motherfucker's
yeah,
machine.
Yeah, you don't think about... Because no, what it is though is for me, the smoking is to get... through all, like, weed used to affect me negatively, really okay. bad. It still does, but I've learned to deal with it where all of that...
you're just making it apart, you're like...
Yes, I'm getting the shit out of the way.
Okay.
So
putting
any,
a saddle on the horse.
Right, any doubt, insecurity, fears, like any self-loathing and all of that shit,
Tony Robbins
I'm done
shit.
With that by 9:30 in the morning.
Because you got a little high and it gives you a different perspective on shit.
It's like...
Any, while he's working
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like...
I got you.
And that,
well, don't you think a workout would do that without the weed?
I don't think I would do the workout if I wasn't high.
Oh.
It's like I
okay.
also have to be in zombie mode to just be like, why am I going out in 28 degree weather to run
okay.
a few miles? It's like, oh yeah, because I'm high.
So the oh, okay, so it's like a, you know, a pre-workout drink is your
Exactly.
You know,
I use
weed.
It like C4, yeah, the pre-workout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever use that shit?
I have. Anything that makes your body itch within 7 seconds of drinking it can't be good for your health. Like I was working. Yeah, they would be like, no, it's. And I was like, should I be itching right now? Like, am I gonna die?
Yeah,
you know, yeah. It's,
your fucking body temperature goes up.
It
super
can't be
hot.
Good. It can't be good for you.
Yeah. Have you ever taken any supplements?
Absolutely not.
That's good for you, man. Your system is probably pure from you not being athletic.
I don't be a drinker. I'm not a drinker. So it's weed and sometimes shitty sugary food. But
yeah.
for the most part, I can run that off.
Okay.
I can work it out. Yeah. I work out with you. I feel incredible. After we work out every morning, I'll be like, I'm ready
That's
to go.
It.
Yeah.
And then he's inspired, so I feel
big
good
water
that
drinker.
I got him moved. You know what I mean? Now, were you like a lifter, or what was your deal?
No. I was a fat kid. You know, like, I, to me, like, I'm getting working out to eat.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I'm working out so that I can feel good about
most of the time.
The
I work
meals.
Out just take shit. I work out to just get that first shit out in the morning. Yeah. So yeah, I understand.
I've been doing this like body weight stuff with this dude. This dude like has me over FaceTime and we do like an hour of like just all body weight stuff, and it's the best I've ever felt. Like I just genuinely like I have no need for weights in my life.
Correct.
Like, I really don't even like we do weights.
You can't
a couple
get
times.
Hurt with body weight. Either.
Yeah,
that's what I always tell him. I'll make him do more push-ups than he's ever done. Like even now, when he started off with me, he was struggling to do like 10.
Mm.
Now I could get him through a workout where he's knocking out like 60, but it's in the point where he's not thinking about it because we do 8 here, 10 here.
Yeah,
boom, boom. And you know,
we gotta get back to the park,
bro. There's an age in life where you go from wanting abs to just wanting to fit in t-shirts.
Yeah, you don't want to be jiggly. Exactly. After a while,
I just want to be in a t-shirt. I want to see a picture of me and go, oh, okay, that's a fine picture.
Well, also,
it's very moderate goals.
I think being in shape too, man. Like women are no longer attracted to dudes that are like too in shape. You know what I mean? Like it's a good. It's kind of like
makes them insecure.
That's your girlfriend saying to their. ugly boyfriends. Like, no, I don't like anyone that's too in shape. I like people like you try to keep keep you getting erections. They're like gonna keep his ego up.
Level of insecurity there. I mean, like, first of all, I feel like you're well versed. You're kind of like a lady whisperer. First of all, shout out to any of the hot sorority fans of Jared's that are here now. I'm Dave Temple. Follow me.
That's right. Yeah.
This boy knows him. He whispers to these white girls, bro. This boy whispers. He
holy,
gets
you
I don't know how it happened, but I
know how it happened.
Watch The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Well, I watch it and I speak to it in a way that isn't disgusting. Because I hear other people that are like, I watch The Bachelor. Look at these fucking bitches. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's not that they're going to listen to. I look at it from the perspective of what I would be like as The Bachelor.
Okay.
So a lot of times they'll be like, he dumped her. And I'm like, well, here's 7 reasons I would have dumped that woman. You know, like, and it's like, that's a more honest place to come from than look at all these bitches dating one man 30
weeks. Honey, not vinegar.
Yes.
But he's running through, like he said, he has the ability to run through all of the flaws of a woman.
Well, flaws of the guy speaking from the flaws of the man on the show. Like this season, Matt James is the Bachelor. He's the first black Bachelor they've ever had.
Yeah,
and
Should I be watching?
There you go. A win for you guys.
He's like half black.
Yeah.
He uses that half of black to push the show. It's good.
So we're getting there. We'll get to full black at some point. But you know,
wait. Flavor Flav wasn't a full black Bachelor.
Well, listen, that was a different show.
Was it really?
I mean, it wasn't though. Flavor of Love was a wild watch.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
When the woman shit on the floor, that was the moment where I was like, this is the best show on.
And
on
see,
Earth.
That's why, in my opinion, I haven't even watched The Bachelor, but I would say that Flavor Love is probably a better show because no one needs to speak to that as far as being surprised why she got cut. You know what I mean? Like
we all saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Matt James, I'm watching a guy who is not ready to settle down. Like,
okay.
And us as men, we know it. Like, this dude is on this show, and there was a scene where he meets the parents of this one woman.
Okay.
And the one woman's like, she's like, did you like ask my dad for permission to like marry me? And he's like, listen, we just gotta have fun. And it's like, she's not here to have fucking fun. You just met her dad. This is a business, man. And it's like, you know, it's like all of us have done that where you're looking at a girl who's like so far ahead of where you are.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you think we'll go on a trip? It's like, trip? We just went to the park.
We're bad at that, too, as dudes, because we'll sit in the pocket of good sex and just
hanging out.
Yeah.
Hanging
like,
out.
Like,
guys love wasting time. They love hanging out and having nowhere to go, nowhere to be. And it's like, that is written all over Matt James. Like, Matt James is the king of hanging out. Like, Let's just hang out. And they're like, well, hang out. We've been together 6 years. You're like, 6 years? It's been 6 years?
Yeah.
Really?
But that's the way dudes are. I mean, dudes, since we were kids or teenagers, we can hang for hours with no real objective.
Nowhere to be.
You know what I mean?
Like, nowhere to go.
Yeah. Like, especially, like, we're good at adapting to the fucked up situation. I always equate it to Rough
House. That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we might have talked about this on your show, too. Did you guys play Rough House basketball as a kid?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Rough house is basically like when you don't have enough people, you don't have an even number of people
okay.
to play either a full court or, you know, like a 4-on-4 half court. You just, it's a free for all.
Yeah.
Whoever has the ball, you shoot it, make it, take it. But no,
gotcha.
And it's you like just Hunger play, Games or basketball.
I got you. Yeah, you just
play until someone else shows up. And that could never happen. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So you might just end up out there playing roughhouse all day. Until
hours and hours,
house.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just adjust to the scenario.
Exactly.
And that's a very male thing. You're right. Because it's like, you adjust to like, well, I guess this is what we're dealing with. I'll just live this way forever and never take care of it. Like, I see it a lot with my girlfriend where I'm just like, yeah, I'll go to the doctor when I go to the doctor. She's like, well, you don't have like a monthly appointment. And like, she'll be like on me about, you have to have this thing done. I'm like, I'll get it done when I get it done. Yeah. It's okay. I could walk around like with a missing toe and I just be like, yeah, it's bleeding out. But I figured out how to walk with the bleeding toe.
Yeah. I'm doing that now. I got plantar fasciitis. I'm just like, I know how to lean.
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah, I won't even go to the doctor to get it. I'm online.
Is that like a running disease? That's a running disease?
Something with the tendons in my heel. But
it hurts.
I just lean towards the outside. I walk on the side of my foot.
That's a thing that women don't really do.
Not with their bodies. They do it with cars, though. I don't know if you've ever shared a car with a woman.
Interesting.
Dashes, lights come on in the dash, and they're just like, yeah, I'll get to it whenever. Oh, you know what I mean? Like 3,000 miles, oil change. What?
Well, they're not doing it. Well, with relationships, they're not going to do that. Okay. They're not going to just, we're going to the next stop. We're going to the next stop. And we see that, and we're like, whoa, we're just hanging on the train. What are you talking about? We're just going to go in circles forever.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just interesting from when you watch The Bachelor from the perspective of like, I know what this guy is doing.
Yeah.
And
he's just driving around the airport.
Oh, yeah.
She want to go on a trip. Let's just go around the airport.
No, come on.
Let's just drive around the airport.
None of them. And this is the thing.
They know, but they don't want to acknowledge.
Right, that's the thing. Even if they don't know, this is where television is fucking evil, bro. Like, at some point, somebody on the camera crew or something might just be like, hey, I really care about you. You should probably go. Like,
yeah.
Just turn in your roses.
They're never going to do that. That's we got to get to episode 16, whether you like it or not.
Drag this shit out.
Exactly.
Episode 16
tonight's
with four
the finale.
Girls. Is it really? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, man. So you excited?
I mean, this season has been long. It's like, I'm excited for it to end because it's like, it's become work. Like for me, like
I see those stories. Them lines is perforated.
And I have to get through the whole show with the show. So I'm like, joke, you know, trying to make jokes the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I do an after show podcast. And it's like, I need a little, and Bachelor, like because of the pandemic, the Bachelor and Bachelorette are like right against each other. So like, it was like, one went right into the other. So
you watch the other one too? Do you watch?
I watch them all. I enjoy it. I really like. But also, like people, just like you said, like these women that listen to the show, like it's gotten a group of people that like tune in. Like I have people that tune in every week, which
and
is
that's
great.
The thing. Then let me ask you, because how did you get into this? I mean, because you started off as kind of like a frat guy, right?
Sure.
Like, this is totally not a frat. Like I mean, do
well,
any of
I
your
never
frat-
was a. I was never like a frat. Like the frat guy thing. Like I think like I would do it as like a character, like okay. man on the street.
Yeah.
But then it becomes like you know how comedy is. Like people are like, oh, that's like, you know, people want to put you in boxes, and it's like I've always just been like a guy, a dude, like dating somebody. Like you know, I think that's why we all get along. Like I think a lot of times it's like there's a brand of like, you know, of like. Kind of like nerd comic that wants to like make everyone someone from high school that they hated.
Yeah.
They need the high school tables, you know, like the cafeteria tables.
Yeah.
Early in this podcast, we did one where it was me, you, and Monroe, and we were at Comic-Con.
Okay.
And we were walking around Comic-Con.
I remember
this
the moment.
This was my first time ever being around anything
like
this
Dave never knew what a nerd was
sure.
like on that level.
Like, not like that level. But you could see to these people, I was like the villain.
It was crazy.
You could see their hatred for me as like you're the type of person that used to push me out of the way for lunch in high school.
Some girl got sassy with him for not knowing a comic book or whatever the fuck.
And not having enough flair or swag walking
you
around.
You don't know about cosplay. How do you not know about cosplay, you ingrate?
Well, you're
like you saw a black girl.
There's also no other reason for you to be there. If you don't know it, that means you're there to make fun of it. Is their assumption.
Ooh.
Ooh, I think.
And maybe, that's some insecure maybe she shit did right jump, here, bro. She but jumped. I was literally I was so intrigued.
You were just asking questions.
The comic world blew my mind.
Yeah.
The girls were way hotter than I was expecting them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And
they are hot. There's some hot chicks.
Yeah, because obviously
they don't have hot minds though. They start talking that Zelda shit. You'd be like, what are you doing? Zelda?
You are killing my erection. You
right
have
now.
Sex horrible. With a Zelda chick and she starts asking you about meeting her parents. You're like, oh, shit, I fucked up.
Whoa. I don't want to be a Jedi. Like, no. What the fuck?
There were couples in there walking around.
We're in here. Comic-Con saved our relationship
see, that's
type shit.
That's the weird thing to me because I don't think I've had anything.
You from the streets.
Well, no, it's not that. Even in any relationship I've ever been in, I don't think I've ever had anything with my significant other that we do together like that.
Something like that. Like it's all we do. It's the basis of our whole relationship.
Well, not even the basis
I've never had that.
I don't have an activity. I might watch football. I've never had a chick that loves to watch football.
Yeah.
That's why I always kind of hate that I kind of lust after people's chicks at tailgates. But I'm like, oh, wow. Here,
this
pounding
could be,
beers with you.
Yeah. There's something attractive to that.
Yeah.
But
I understand that.
I didn't find her. Somebody else brought her around. And now I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't know that you could fuck a girl like that.
You know what I mean? That exists out there.
Yeah, I thought they were supposed to have a certain look and a certain thing. And so now I'm 38 and I'm just finding out there's hundreds of different types of women.
Well, especially in Philly, the ones that you see at those tailgates, you're like, I don't know if this is
the ones that they just have.
They're just they're in their Foles jersey chugging a beer. You're like, oh, okay, I don't know.
Foles is fine. It's the bitches that wear the Kels jersey. You'd be like, that is a monster.
You're not the least bit curious about the chick with the pajama pants out at the fucking stadium parking lot.
What is it? A Silver Linings Playbook. That's what this is. Some Silver Linings Playbook chick. Yeah. I don't know. I just think to the point of the frat guy, whatever. It's I think, in comedy, just like you saw at Comic-Con, a lot of times you go to the open mics in the beginning and they're like, you can feel they need me to be this thing. And you make jokes about it because then you're like, oh, that's how the audience see me. When you go on stage, you make jokes about how the audience sees you. So you start doing jokes about that. And I was just I'm always just a guy that whenever I would date women, I've watched reality shows my whole life. You brought up Flavor of Love. I've watched that whole season. I watch every season of Flavor of Love. So I was always just kind of chirping at the show while a woman I was dating would watch it.
Yeah.
And I was always getting my biggest laughs doing that.
Yeah.
I was like, why? And then I started doing live tweets of The Bachelor because people were starting to respond to those. And then I started doing this thing called Dudes Watching Rom-Coms, where I would just watch a rom-com on Instagram stories. People were like, oh my God, that's so fucking funny. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll just scream at the TV while I'm watching The Bachelor. Yeah. And it went from 10 stories to now I'm doing 100 stories.
Yeah.
And it's annoying to look at. Now it's a show. It's my own show.
Yeah.
What does the
decompression of that feel like at the end of the night?
Feels like doing a show.
Yeah. So is there is it sadness or just are you
tired?
Just fatigued?
Tired.
You go to bed as soon as you log off?
It's I did an hour on stage.
You know? And you do it every week.
Every week. Yeah. And I'm and then I do the after show on YouTube. So I'm it's about an hour and a half of I'm doing a whole fucking thing. It's The Bachelor has turned into a 12-hour job every Monday night. Starting
Jesus
at six
Christ.
Because I also prep jokes.
If you gotta do a whole
trying to make my life easier, so it's a whole thing. But also I like doing it to me that's comedy. You guys do this podcast.
I saw you sell out Caroline's and like that when it was I'm going up to talk about The Bachelor, man. Girls from all over came to see Jared talk about the shit they love.
What is that man? Because you're a controlled dude. I would be in a frenzy if I had the following that you had.
Oh
my God.
Well, that's the other thing.
Oh my God.
If you've ever been to those shows, you see it's very much a brotherly relationship with the audience. It's very much older brother. You guys have both been on the podcast.
Yeah.
When we give advice, we're talking from a place that you're kind of holding someone's hand through their dating stuff. You know, when you talk about someone's dating stuff, it's this isn't you know, it isn't like a way to get with me.
Okay.
You
know?
Very much.
But see, I can't ignore.
Brotherly.
I have the Dark Force, which we don't have the sneakers out here today, but I have the Dark Force. We talk about this thing here called Black Air Force One Energy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you familiar with the stigma of the Black Air Force One?
No, too? Please.
Okay. Explain.
So, here in New York, the Black Air Force One is like usually like the kitchen shoe.
So it
kind of has like a bummy connotation, but
or
then
a criminal connotation
it got
to it.
Grimy. Like the guys who wear Black Air Force Ones are they're scoundrels. You know, they steal little
it's
stuff.
Like, it's
they're
pirates.
Okay, so I have questions.
Go
were
ahead.
They were they cheaper? Is
no.
that why?
No.
It's just something
just
about
between
it's,
buying a black pair and a white pair. Which,
it's a vibe.
Take that it's dirty a weird shoe off statement. The
table.
What this one?
Yeah, okay. Black Air Force One Energy. That's why I keep these here.
But,
yeah.
See those? I've been wearing high tops now. Like I've been wearing, you know, shoes that look like this.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Because you guys made it fashionable, and so
us guys.
I want to look cool. Yeah. So, but to me, when I see that, I don't have any connotation to
right.
it.
You, yeah, it's a weird thing. We're trying to change the narrative by doing fly shit in our Black Air Force Ones and doing, you know, better things. So, you know, but that's it. I just wanted to see where you were, but
that's
I have
the troublemaker
that dark
shoe.
Energy.
Troublemaker
so,
shoe.
Right.
I love that because
it's a troublemaker shoe.
It is such an interesting because I'm not like in this like shoe culture world like at
okay.
all. Like I genuinely don't have any knowledge. I just want to wear a shoe that looks nice with
absolutely.
My clothing.
Right. And that's what it should be.
And
right.
that's what it should be. But like anything, like Comic-Con, there's a shoe con. Everybody gets too into their shoe.
Everybody gets
right.
a con.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving you the background
okay.
on it. It's been said that I have the energy. I've read the comments. I've known as the introspective scumbag now,
okay.
which I fucking love that title. Probably be the title of my next special, Introspective
scumbag.
All right?
I love
that's
it.
That's good.
But because of that energy, Jared, if a woman were to write me an email about problems in her relationship, to me, I'm that guy that I'm giving advice, but I'm definitely, I don't know how to not use
but
that power.
You just clocking when you're going
to get use that power to be like, I don't even think I would give an ugly chick advice. You
well,
understand?
That's so fucked up.
That's fucked up. Yeah, that is the introspective scoundrel.
That's some scoundrel shit.
Yeah, scoundrel. But you're basically looking at... So I understand you're saying if you got an email from someone, you're like, oh, she's cute and she's going through shit. Time for the Black Air Force Ones to come through.
Yeah, I don't know how to not do that.
Put on the shoes. Yeah. Like,
that's why I watch someone like you to be like, how does...
The boy
how
got control, man.
Yeah.
He don't have the. He doesn't
no,
have.
I don't because I don't know if I could live with that guilt. There would be guilt. I don't know. I just don't. I have no thought in my brain of like. I have a girlfriend. I love her. We live together. Like I just have no thought in my brain of like. Here's an opportunity for. And I listen. I understand that perspective too. Like I'm a guy. Like someone's. Like I always say. Like I think this happens. I think that energy comes out in men when. A woman slides into their DMs.
Absolutely.
Like,
DM slide is the...
You have given a guy a thought in your brain.
Like it's
you,
Gucci, okay?
I'm sorry.
But you give a guy... When you slide... Like, women will be like, I want to slide into a guy's DMs. And I'm like, okay, good for you. I always say, good for you. That's great. But know that you are entering a real treacherous
place.
Yeah,
man, because like, the word slide itself...
It's not... Yeah.
To slide.
Right.
Right. Right. You go, oh, shit. What's, you know?
Sliding on
it.
She's
so sliding in.
Is, Jared, is there a code that you follow? Is there like a bro code that you follow that you know, like what's off limits, what is acceptable behavior or not? Or do you just kind of go by your own?
No, I just, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, I mean, obviously, like, I'm just trying to do the best I can.
There
right?
you go.
Like, I don't really...
You're doing the Lord's work.
I just don't see these emails that people send in as an opportunity.
Okay.
I, like, to me, good I see
you.
It as, like, good material for the show. Like, when you... Like,
absolutely.
I always look at it as, like, oh, I got, like, 1,000 emails. I never have to worry about a show pro. But I guess that's my thing of, like, I'm only thinking about the show. I just want to make it funny. So, like... The idea, like the extra, I'm also a lazy dude.
Okay.
So, like, the idea of like me going and finding the email and emailing the person and like, hey, oh, so you're in Delaware, so we could meet in New Jersey. Like, that's, crazy to me. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work
to be a scumbag. Yeah. It takes a fucking lot of energy. And I would say, like, I don't want to, like, because I'm no fucking hero.
Right, right.
I'm just saying, you ever get, like, a late night text from, like, a girl, and then you're like, do I want to leave right now? Like, do I want to, like, you know, like, I think it's more that than me being, like, some altruistic. I'm just, like, more, it's also laziness. And also, they don't want to fuck me.
I feel you on that. Yeah. Like, at my worst period of womanizing, and this is nothing to be proud of, but okay. I remember I was juggling 14. I had just gone through a breakup. And basically
14 is crazy.
It was 14. Ridiculous.
That's seven more.
It's expensive. That's you can't even get together within 2 weeks of each other.
Thank God I was a comic at the time. I was a comic in Philly at the time. But basically, this is what dealing with this is what your week is like. You wake up, you text all 14 women good morning. And then you go to work.
Seriously?
Yeah. And this is when
good night.
This
good
is
morning.
How, this
good
is how
night.
Fucked up I was. I had the first Google phone, the G1. So I didn't realize when I'm sending a group chat, like a group text, that they're all seeing every number in the thread.
Hilarious.
Which made them like really like, oh, this guy really doesn't give a fuck.
Well, I always said that about dating apps. It's like, for you to have 14 women, that takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
A
lot of work.
Like, a lot of work. And it shows...
Slinger's the Bachelor.
But that's the Bachelor. You're doing your own show.
Slinger's the whole Bachelor.
These women have no idea they're on a show. You know? Yeah. Like, but those... What I'm saying is, like, you are a coxman at that point. You're a stud. Because you have the ability to talk to 14 women and go out on a limb with them. These dating apps have made a lot of average dudes you.
Okay.
So I think that's the problem. Like, if we want to be like if we want to look at ourselves as men in the mirror, there's a lot of dudes that are acting as studs when they're not a stud at all.
You got a soul search. Listen to what that man is. That's the J train.
So I'm saying, like, there's a lot of women that are like, you know, he's cool, he's nice, I guess I'll go out with him. And then they have sex, and the guy's like, yo, listen, I'm not looking for a relationship. And they're like, you're a fucking loser, because these dating apps were, these social media was invented by non-social people to be social.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
so shit. you are a social person. You can go out and pick up 14 women. You can go to a bar and meet these people. There's a lot of guys that don't have that ability be married already, but they're not married because they're like, well, I got this app that lets me be a stud.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's got to be frustrating.
Yes, nope. The yes, nope. What is that? The yes,
left,
nope.
Left, right. Left, right.
Left, thing. Right. Yes, nope.
Yeah.
But those 14 women must look at you and go, well, at least he met me out. And at least, you know, I think there's something like less, there's something about you with 14 women that is almost like cute to a lot of women. They're like, oh, okay.
Well, these weren't quality women either. A lot of them were hood rats.
I don't even know what that means.
You know what it means.
They wore these too. They wore these to sleep.
But basically,
but I'm saying you went out to meet them is the thing.
And
like,
the deciding factor for me was I had my own place and I had a car. Mm-hmm. So that already put me in like the top percentile of my zip code.
But that also puts you in a top percentile of stud. Do you, I don't know if I'm I'm saying this right, because I'm saying there's like a lot of like lazy mediocre dudes who can't pick up women that are picking up women because the dating app will allow them to.
Right.
You know, you don't need the dating app,
and that's crazy, because that's funny that women won't look off the app. There's a lot of women who like, because women have rules. Like, I was asking you if you have a code that you follow. There are tons of women who won't fuck coworkers, who won't fuck, you know, there's female comics who will go on stage, complain about not being able to get laid, and there's like 28 dudes, and they're like, oh, I don't fuck comics. And it's like, well, how you just X out all comics? You know what I mean? Like, they have these rules in their mind.
Well, I mean, a lot of men won't date people at work, like, you know, won't date women at work, but they'll flirt at work.
Mm.
You know, like, a lot of guys like vague. Like, no label, I know we're flirting, but I'm never going to make that move because I don't want to be the one that made this happen. I don't want to be the one that gets in trouble. Make it their decision, not my decision. It's a version of gaslighting.
So somehow you make them open the door somehow. You show them the door, but you don't open it.
And that, I get so many emails like that where it's like someone that's like, you know, I don't date people at work, but this guy, he's like my work husband. And you go, and he's like said, like, we should, but we shouldn't. And I'm like, that's a guy.
I can't stand those eternal motherfuckers. That, you fucking turtle.
Stick your head out.
Jesus.
Stick the head out.
Put it back in.
Yeah.
Head out.
Yeah.
Like, put it back in. I'm never threatened. Like, I just had a long-term relationship, and she had plenty of work boyfriends, work husbands, whatever the fuck that title is. And it's a weird, I was never threatened by them, but I always wanted to beat them up just because it was like, what is wrong with
They're
you? Like,
getting
where is
the
your
emotional, you know,
get your balls
gas.
Back.
Yeah. But they get they get their tires pumped, knowing a pretty woman would, but they can't. And,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
They're Jim and Pam, the will they, won't they. It's
throw it out there,
a lot of guys, and listen, this is something where you have to give yourself credit as the Black Air Force One wearer,
yes,
that you
force.
Are out there the as you're like, I'm a scummy dude who likes women. Yeah. and there's a lot of scummy dudes who like women who act like this nice guy, but they're not actually nice guys.
Yeah, I'll tell you from the rip, I'm not a nice person, but I'll fuck the shit out of you. Huh? Come on. Decided to be a grown ass man. Give me that.
I decided I wanted to be a grown ass man.
There it is.
And I got mine.
And that's what it is.
Now let me ask you this, Jared. Okay. We were talking about this before you came into the studio, right? Where do you, is there like a time frame between, you probably have had this question before. Okay. Is there a time frame between a friend of yours dealing with a chick and it being over, and then that chick is sliding in your DMs?
Okay.
That you could go ahead and close the deal? Or is it absolutely off limits?
Is it off limits? Yeah. That's a good question. I gave it 4 years.
4 years. How serious were they? That's the other.
She was in London.
Okay. Well, this was a real one for him. Yeah, and this is why we discussed it.
Give me the situation.
Wait. This seems like a time for a segment, if I may.
Yeah,
hey,
go ahead.
Pretty lady. Oh, shit. Come get advice from the fuckboy, Jared Gaines, fuckboy Ground Zero. It's the fuckboy. Yeah, so this is what happened.
Okay.
All right, my homie was dating a girl from over across the lake. She was from London. She came over. They built something. So much, in fact, she started living with him and his parents, right? During this whole thing, he fucked around on her. Didn't end well.
Okay.
Right? So she goes back to London. So 4 years later, she hits me up because she found out through Facebook I lived in New York. She wanted to take holiday in New York. So I was like, oh my
Look
God.
You're already speaking her language. Yeah. Holiday.
She's like,
that's how you can tell Derek is really talking this chick up. Yeah. He's like, oh no, I'll assume her language.
Oh, yeah. God.
And to make her feel
Absolutely.
More comfortable.
So,
like,
yeah,
this
so,
is some fuckboy behavior.
Right.
Yeah, so, you should definitely take holiday.
Yeah, so
we can get a spot. Yeah. We can get a spot of tea whenever you come to New York,
nigga. When I mean, I took her for all the American food.
Yeah,
she never had seasonings before, like all the shit. So I called up my man. I was like, "Yo, such and such called from London.
Okay,
and wants to know she wants me to be her tour guide. Are you cool? Because I know where this is gonna go.
So he ran it past the homie.
Nigga gave me the y'all adults, man, and y'all got to do y'all thing. It wasn't a yes, no. So I'm like, oh, he's hurting by this.
You have to do your thing.
Y'all got to do y'all thing. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
That is the I got to say, before we get into this, that is the skill of the black man. You guys are so good at saying it's being positive when you really mean to be negative.
Yeah.
Black guys, you come off stage, if you bombed, it is, you did your thing, man.
Did your thing, man.
You did your thing.
Did your thing, man. Takes a lot of heart.
Yeah.
Black people give you a pound, like, hey, man. Hey,
did your thing, man.
Couldn't be me. Takes a lot of heart.
And this guy did it to you with the woman. He gave you vague negative,
vague.
Positive, but negative. Yeah,
he
this
was
is
like,
great. I love
you
this.
Do your thing, man, and blah, 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 blah. And in the back of my mind, I know what that means.
Yeah.
He don't want me to fuck his girl.
He does not want you
He don't want me to fuck his ex. So I ran that past the ex as I was in her holiday apartment, right? She gets mad and goes, but what about me?
Of course.
And I go,
she's right.
You know you're right. And in 20 minutes later, she comes out of the shower, walks past the couch bed with nothing but a shirt button right here, no panties on, walks past to go to her room, and I'm laying there like, I'm a good friend. Then she lays next to me, and I go, I'm not that good of a friend. And then
you motivated her.
Black Air Force One, hello?
There it is.
Hello?
But you,
I'm sorry.
You motivated her to exercise her right as a woman to choose.
Yeah, man.
That you motivated her because,
and I will always motivate a woman.
Yeah.
To be like, so
you're a feminist.
Absolutely.
Why, wait, right? whoa. Jared is really good at spending it, because this is good. Like, yeah. Jared is turning this into...
I'm a hero.
You're a hero.
This is a fuckboy. I am a stellar young gentleman.
Here's the thing. She is right. I'm an adult who has the right to do whatever I want. We are not together. This is not cheating. He also cheated on me.
Yeah.
Who is he to be the moral arbiter of who's good and
bad? No matter how many years
That's what's going on in her head.
Yeah.
She's going, who the fuck is he? And you could have been anybody at that point. She's like, I'm fucking this guy.
Yeah.
As long as, you know, like that. That's when you become, you know, you were, which is, that's a fun position to be in where you're.
It was.
Because you're like, I'm being used. Yes. Perfect.
It was a good time.
I also do think, if he didn't, he had the option to say no, and he didn't say no. So that's actually
on him. Yeah.
That's on him.
Wow.
I'm sitting there like, come on, man. She's a beauty.
You can't do your thing. Yeah. You can't tell someone
do
to do their thing.
Man.
Yeah.
Y'all adults, man.
You're adults is so funny. Especially because the funny thing is, you guys are human beings. You got a penis. She's got a vagina. But I'm not going to tell you what to do with the penis and the vagina. But I'm going to let you know that those two things can come together, but they can also not.
They can also not.
You can also not.
I'm just saying no.
You have the right to do it, but you also have the right to not do it. But I'm not going to tell you to not do it. I'm just letting you know people don't do these things. That's what he was doing.
You sound like Pinocchio and Shrek when he couldn't lie. Well, I can't say it. I don't know where he is.
You're right. That's so funny.
Pickles, let's get some plug music, man. Let's go through some plugs, man. We're halfway through the show, man. Yeah. Holy shit, man. We got Jared Freed in
here,
man.
Jared Freed. Goddamn J-Train.
So real quick, I'll go first while we're waiting for the music, and y'all get your plugs together and think about it. But DaveTempleComedy.com is the website. Dates coming up May 20th to the 23rd. You can catch me in Arizona at House of Comedy with Matt Richards. And go check out the Matt Richards episode, the most previous one, on YouTube.
Just happened.
Go check out my special, the second one, available on my website. And check out my other show, Unpopular Opinions. Jared, what you got for us, man?
I got a stand-up special on YouTube right now.
There you go, boy.
It's called Socially Distanced, of course. I taped it on New Year's Eve, and it's all material about 2020.
Ooh.
And the social anxieties of 2020. It's 35 minutes. It's there on YouTube. People have really connected with it. That, you know, just like you're talking about, like that idea of like admitted scumbag.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like all of us, this whole year has been people taking moral authorities. And
yeah.
It's like, listen, a pandemic happened. It's a tough time. The sad part about a pandemic is people are going to die. You don't just say we're in a pandemic and then nothing happens.
Yeah.
So there's no good way to go about it. So the whole stand-up set is about kind of that social anxieties of like, hey, I'm trying to be a person, but I'm also living in this world where I'm trying to be a good person to the person next to me. So it's all fun material about 2020.
Absolutely.
That everyone can enjoy. It's on my YouTube page.
And the link to his YouTube page will be in the description of this show.
Thank you.
So make sure you go ahead and click on that, bookmark it in another window, finish watching this, and then go over there and check out Jared. Derek, what you got going on,
man? I got shows coming up in June and August that I don't remember the dates off the top of my head. So just keep watching the show, and when I remember the dates, I'll plug them in. But go on HBO. King of Staten Island is still out right now. HBO Max. I start filming Last OG Season 4 in April, so it should come out by the fall. So just keep watching the show. Like, subscribe, and love No Need for Apologies, man. We're doing it.
Yeah, man. I love it, man. All right, cool, man. So you go ahead and cut that music off, Pickles, man. My man Pickles, the producer, man.
My nigga, agree.
So we always go through this question with every guest that we have here. Okay. Jared, has there ever been a time that you should have apologized but didn't?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, haven't we all?
Yeah, all of us.
That's got to be a theme.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a time where I should have apologized and I didn't. I mean, I've ghosted women.
Okay.
And I've done that. Like, whenever I get written about ghosting, I'm like, yeah, I've done that. And that thing where you're like, you know that you guys have been together enough where there should be an explanation, and then you just put it off. And I've done that. And then I remember this one person I did it to, I was like, putting it off, never did it, and then saw them out.
Oh, yeah.
And then it becomes this like, hey! how you been? And it's like, yeah, when was the last time we talked? Oh, yeah, it was when we fucked and then never spoke again. And yeah. It's like, you kind of have to, and you should apologize then. Like,
should you? I just had one of those. I thought that I thought that was enough. The hey means like, hey, it's no hard feelings. We could.
Well, there's no hard feelings from my end. You know?
I'm good.
You know you did something wrong.
I'm straight.
What? I thought that meant like, oh shit, okay, Jesus Christ, introspective scumbag.
That's crazy.
You ever say that to a chick? Be like, well, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm great.
I say that after all my sexual encounters. I'm good.
I'm good.
Did you? Well, maybe next time. I don't know.
Hopefully.
Nah, hopefully. I'm not that bad.
I used to go so much earlier. I used to call it, I actually had a name for it. I'm Patrick Swayze chicks, man. She gets Swayze. Really?
Shout out to Patrick Swayze.
I'd be like, I Swayze these chicks. I'm out. Ghost.
Oh, because you're doing it off the movie, not because he's dead.
Not because he's dead. Okay. That's like a double entendre.
Double one.
Oh, shit.
That's what I was like, wow.
I went into bars, nigga. Bars.
Little Wayne, no, real G's moving silence.
Like lasagna. Same. But no, not because he's dead, but recipe. Yeah. But because, you know, ghosts. You'd be like, I'm about to Swayze this chick.
There's another one like Field of Dreams sing.
Okay.
You just like slowly drift back. Hey, what? No, can't hang tonight. No. Hey. Hey. How you been? Having a good week? Just fade into the mist.
Have you ever dipped back in? Have you ever faded off? Oh, that I feel like.
Zombie, I think.
Yeah, that one I feel like that owes an apology because. Especially, like, if you weren't really into it, you were just bored.
Well, the thing is, like, men don't get this credibility of having any emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done that to ourselves. We're not open about our emotions.
Yeah, we're not allowed to cry.
You're not allowed to cry, but you're also not allowed to, like, miss someone. But, like, really, you're just lonely. Like, loneliness for missing someone.
That's a funny mask, that loneliness and that miss somebody shit. Yeah.
So, like, I've done that thing where, like, I remember, and I felt bad about this. I mean, I still, you know... I remember I was dating someone, then we ended it, and then like I'm usually pretty good about once it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, no, I can move on. I gotta find better for me. That's genuinely nothing personal against the person.
Okay.
But I remember one time I thought I saw an ex of mine, and it like hit me. I was like, maybe we should be together. I'm feeling this way. Oh my God. And I texted the ex, I was like, did I see you? And they're like, no. And then that got us starting to talk again.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into like us seeing each other and hooking up. And now you're hooking up with someone that you've been with before, you know, like, and that's a really bad place to be.
Yeah.
Because you're basically like, now you're living on a new contract terms that the other person, it's like when you go like, it's like during the pandemic, like doing road shows, like having the shows booked and they're like, hey, so you're going to have to work with the club because we're only at 50% capacity, so we're going to have to cut the deal or whatever. And then you go, okay, I'll go. And then the whole time you're just there like,
why did
it wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's kind of... You
know
that
why you stopped.
I'm in.
Or you wouldn't have... Yeah.
I'm in that now where, like, me and my ex broke up and she moved out to Arizona.
Mm.
So I still go out there to see my kid and do shows and stuff like that. But, like, I got to sleep on a couch, which is pretty... weird, you know
what
I mean?
Then you start getting mad at the ex. You're like, why aren't we doing, you know?
No, not really. I mean, we're good. We're in a good space. But, you know, she's doing her thing with the yoga and the gym. And she's keeping the little belly chains on and keeping everything all slim and trim. And I'm
oh,
like,
that's, yeah.
Ah.
I'll take a pee break. I'll be back.
Yeah, but I don't want to get that, you know, messed up and make that weird mistake. Especially because I don't want to get another kid.
But then you're there and, like, you're just, you don't have access to each other in the way you had a right to before. You know, and what I mean by right, that sounds bad. But
no,
like,
I know what you mean. You know what I mean? There's like, a level of comfort.
Like when you're together, you're together. So you can ask for that person's time. You can ask for that person. They have a responsibility to you. When you're back together after being together and it's just a hookup or it's just whatever, you're like, you don't have a right to like, why haven't you texted me? You don't have the same, you know, it's not the same type of thing. And that turns into like, this isn't giving me the full satisfaction that a relationship should.
Okay. All right, cool. I get that. I don't fully understand the fulfillment aspect of a relationship, but I get it. Like for me, because I'm not gonna lie to you, I have to learn while I'm in a relationship how to value it.
Mm-hmm.
I get into relationships just for like, I don't want to be in that situation of juggling multiple women. Mm-hmm. So
that's the reason you're in a relationship, and that's not a good reason.
No,
I don't like this person, but you know what? It's way better organizationally. Like, that's like...
I understand that.
Like, there is a point where you're in a relationship, you're going, this is nice. This is way better than texting with people that I don't really, you know, kind of like dodging people left and right.
Right. It's like, for me, I still deal with girls kind of the way I was dealing with them in elementary school.
Mm.
Like... You know, when they make you line up, boy, girl.
Yeah.
Girls were pretty annoying, but you had to deal with them. They're there. You know what I mean? And you do the boy, girl thing.
Mm.
And then you find one that's like, oh, well, this isn't as bad as all the others. So, yeah, you can keep hanging out.
And that will be your wedding day speech to your wife. You know, when I was next to her, I was like, this isn't as bad as being next to the other ones. So I figured we just might as well make it not as bad for a lifetime together.
Not as bad. That'd be engraved in the rings.
Yeah, not as bad.
The theme. It sounds like something funny y'all just
said. Yeah, we just sitting there talking some shit. All right, man. Well, nah, Derek's back, man. I want to get into this other segment, man, because, you know, Pecos, where you been at, man? You ain't even hardly talked this whole podcast.
I ain't allowed to talk yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
I know. And that's the funny thing. Like, a lot of people, so we see the comments, man. I love it. People, they go in on Instagram, YouTube, everything. Tell Dylan to shut the fuck up. And he's like, what?
Why are you letting him talk?
That's the thing.
It's y'all show.
Why? They don't like him talking?
I don't know why. I don't know why Dylan's interjections.
I like him. Yeah, we love him.
I like Dylan's two cents. It's a good thing. It's a good two cents. And all the people be like, ah, you shouldn't let him talk.
Now, here's the thing. When Dylan first came around, I was like, oh, you know, I love Dylan from the time he came. The day Dylan came in to interview to be an intern, I was here and I met him. And I was like, I just love the energy about this kid. Mm, so regardless of what the fucking fans say, Dylan's my guy.
Dylan's my guy.
You understand that, right?
I said this to someone recently. I was like, Dave is one of the first people I met here. And since day one, Dave has been one of the realists. So,
exactly.
100%.
Exactly. So what we decided to do was, you know, as the world is opening back up, we're getting out here.
Back up
we're
slowly.
Doing live shows again. So we had a No Need show. We had our first No Need show, which
Fantastic.
Was great. Myself, Derek, and Dylan, we went down to Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Where was what was the venue like?
Ooh. Oh.
Well, when you said Westchester, Pennsylvania, I wasn't
Fairmont, Jared Country. Yeah,
yeah. Where you're going.
Right. So we were about 18 minutes from the university. We were at an axe throwing spot.
Tilted Axes.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Lumber smelling like Home Depot's asshole.
No, my clothes still smell like firewood. They had fire pits going. Yeah, all of my shit still smells like firewood. All that shit, which was great because. The van that we rented smelled more like firewood than weed, so we
Word. That's
so
good.
I was really worried about that.
They put a stage.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. So my guy, Jason, is one of the most common. No. Actually, it's a huge room. The axes are on the side. The axe alleys are on the side.
Yeah.
But basically in the middle where they have like pool tables and all kinds of video games and stuff like that to do while you're waiting for a lane. They built us a stage. Boom.
So
we
performing
brought in
the round.
Trust me. We actually have a trailer. So what we have is some bonus content that we're going to be releasing. Okay.
I like this.
So Dylan, could you play the trailer for the bonus content? And this is just, you know, it's about 4 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
4 minute trailer.
I know, but it was a lot to cover.
The new Hawkeye and the
that shit ain't even 4 minutes.
Yes,
I know. Whatever.
Even Disney knew how to edit. Something we wanted to watch.
This is good. So maybe we'll end up shitting on the trailer.
Yeah.
More so than shitting on whatever happened. All right.
One second, I'm having an issue with the internet.
Okay,
all right.
Of course you are.
This is why they don't want them talking.
I know,
No, but like, think of it as, so there's axes all over. They set up tables in the middle. birthday parties and all this shit, and then our backdrop is like old arcade games.
But okay. They shut everything down. Okay. They close the lights off on the lanes.
So it was a good situation.
It was great. Everyone sit down, grab a chair. It's time for comedy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there are people who came strictly for the comedy.
For the show.
You know what I mean? Okay, yeah. You know what I mean? So it just happened to be a venue because it's a big warehouse and the garage doors open up. It makes it...
It's a tough place for comedy.
COVID friendly.
So the whole premise is that he's going to go on stage and what?
Well, we put him on the show just like anybody else. We brought him with us. He's a part of us. He's a part of No Need, right?
Part of the team.
Okay, you got it? Okay, so the trailer will actually set everything up. Go ahead.
Okay.
So it's Friday and we are making our way out of New York. We're on our way to pick up Pickles, the producer, Dylan Degree. Well, what do you call him, Derek?
My nigga Degree. That's what he is. But today is gonna prove if he my nigga or not. We on a road trip, and I ain't never seen this nigga do comedy for. He might be strictly producer after tonight. So we gonna see.
So we also took him without ever seeing him do comedy before.
How long have you been doing comedy?
About 2 years.
2 years.
About 2 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's the crowd.
Justin, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? How we doing? Make some noise.
It's a good setup.
Good little setup.
We got Sammy with us. What's up, Sam?
I love Sam.
All right. Our role captain, our pilot, Tiana, Sasha. All right. So, we're about to pick up Dylan now.
This is how old I'm getting to. I wear glasses.
See how he's feeling.
Man, how you feeling?
Man, I'm always feeling good, Dave. You know this.
Yeah.
I'm a chipper man.
That's
Dave.
That's pre-show 2 years.
But you can.
That is. How you doing? I'm always ready.
Fuck yeah.
Ready to make these people choke on laughter.
Read you
about
like
to
a
feel
fucking
my
book.
Dick.
He read you like a fucking book.
The fuck I'm supposed to say, Derek?
You're supposed to go, I don't know, every show's different.
Well, he walks up.
Fucking nervous.
To give Dylan a little bit of kudos. At this point, Dylan is having trouble finding the car. We were meeting Dylan in New York.
Oh, shit.
Dylan has just opened up and tried to get into a random stranger's car.
Okay.
And I had to go find him in the street. You know what I mean? So
he
walks up
rattled.
To me. I got the camera rolling.
Needless to say, he's a little rattled. He's a little rattled.
I'm so happy.
I just want to sit down and get out to the show, man. I just want to go do comedy.
I was born ready.
I was born
Nigga
ready.
Nigga got in the car. Are we done?
No, go ahead. Oh, okay. There's more.
Up a lot, right?
I've been getting up leading up to this, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
where have you been getting up?
Good news.
There's no shows.
You think I would?
I did open mics. I got one show with the dude you're about to, the Patrick guy you're about to do a show with.
Been, like, prepared. The second I got this news, I hit up everyone, every contact I knew. I was like, I need to get up.
Oh, those are the songs you sing on the way back if you bomb. Yeah. We fall down, but we get up. You know,
listen, I'm a Pickles fan. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm enjoying you. I love watching this because we've all been there.
Absolutely.
There's nothing.
He's also amongst two killers right now.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like,
I've been
Derek's been
out.
Doing comedy about 18, 19 years.
It'll be 18 July.
Yeah. So, exactly. But we've all been 2 years in.
Yeah.
We've all been 2 years
in. It is so funny to see someone who said about 2 years during a pandemic. So that means a year.
No, it's two. I say about because of the pandemic.
Okay.
So it's a solid 2 years, but it's like two and a half with the pandemic. But
two and a half.
Yeah, like I'm honestly nearing three, but the pandemic it's rocky. So we're literally a year in the pandemic right now.
But it's so funny the idea when you have him going. So I called around. I was like, I gotta get up, as if someone's like, oh shit, we got a drop in set.
Dylan Degree, y'all.
Dylan's
Pickles.
Dropping in. Oh yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Pickles got some pull in the open mic community.
Yeah, what are you talking
He's
about?
Nah, Pickles
ready.
Got pull in the open
He's
mic community
ready for his special.
So I called
you don't
around.
Know Pickles in the Pickles in the open mic community.
He's getting ready for his 10 to 12 in Westchester. His 10 to 12 minute set.
So I called and they're like, yeah, you can pay $5 to get on my show.
Does that work? Do you get to tell people in the open mic community, like, yo, I'm opening up for the No Need for Apologies podcast. I need to get on.
Yes, there's literally three people I can name, right? Like, there's one person I named. I was like, my friend said it right to him. He goes, man, this is my guy right here. You know, he produced, you know, he used some shit with Derek Gaines and all the name drops that we
Derek
can do.
I'm a name drop?
Wow.
Not me. No, I got a special out on YouTube, too, that only 3,000 people watch. I'm not. Thank y'all, by the way.
Yeah, thank you for the...
But it works. I mean, like, listen, because like, a lot of open micers are, I don't want to say stuck, but it's like, you know, everyone's trying to find their lane.
I get you.
So I think they see me and they see a little more light at the end of the tunnel than some of their tunnels.
Doing things. You're doing things.
He's going.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so like when I say, if I say to someone who has an open mic with maybe like a show after, I can say, hey, can I do five up top? And they're like, yeah, go for it.
Okay. So you have some weight.
Pickle's amount of weight. Yeah. Pickle's amount of weight.
Weight is good.
No, but I get that. People who are like trying to figure shit out that like, oh, they, you know, they're working on a podcast. They're doing like, they're doing things. I get that.
Yeah. Weight, like a bag of nickels.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. Sorry to keep interrupting.
No, it's fun. It's great.
This is so fantastic.
Doing road trips like this. We've lost comics to this.
And sometimes it's necessary.
Derek's so mean.
This will definitely, I feel like for the people who give Dylan shit as far
he looking at his hand on his camera.
How many people are out there? But who give.
Oh, there's a lot of people out there. Should they be seated so far apart from each other? I usually like when they're together. Like
Derek just told me to start thinking about jokes. He's like, man, just go up there and say the first thing that comes to your head.
Oh, fuck. We saw the same look in your eye and that security. Oh, whoa, there's a lot of people here. Oh, wow, this is for real.
God, I love this. This is so good. This is coming out way better than I could have ever expected it to be.
Oh, shit.
I was also thinking there's a lot of white people.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I said to Derek when I walked in.
Dylan was mad at the amount of white people.
I was genuinely upset.
There's so many white people here.
That is genuinely awesome.
He prepared a whole Def Jam set.
Dylan was practicing, like, the word, when I hear Dylan say the word motherfucker, he's trying to do it like us. It's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
This is why I heard it. I'll wait until you see. Yeah, his motherfuckers are Bernie Mac-ish.
His motherfuckers are very black.
I love it.
His motherfuckers come off very black.
What is it? What's
the word Southern, Derek. The word Southern.
Die line.
Very black motherfuckers. Good for you.
Okay.
Very Boca.
Dealing shit as far as whether or not he can talk on the show as far... Because he is comfortable. He is really comfortable.
Yeah, nigga comfy, boy.
Probably one of the most comfortable producers at Gas. And he hasn't been there long. Now, here's the thing. I give it up to Dylan. Dylan's a talent. Dylan is a talent. But we do that. We create
the confidence. Right,
if
you're
gonna
is
hang
so
out with the
funny.
Boy and the God on a regular basis, you know, your confidence level's gonna go up. You know what I mean?
Or yours is going to fail.
Yeah. So tonight, his confidence is again either gonna go way up or. Yeah, we'll get some humbling.
Young bulls, new moves, man.
Dave, you're right. There's only two ways for it to go.
Right.
That's the thing. It's either...
This first comic that I'm bringing to the stage, he is actually the
producer. He was mad I said something about
our show. No need for apologies, all right? This is the guy that's in the booth, hitting the switches and all that shit, but he's also a comic. So if you're tuning into the show, this is our guy.
That was a nice little room, then.
Yeah,
we had a good time.
It's a good room.
Give it up for my man right now, Mr. Dylan Negri. Dylan Negri, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you can't blame the room. You cannot blame the room.
I wasn't blaming the room.
Pause it. Look at the dude that looks like he's from... Looks like a bad guy from a...
The white guy?
Yeah, the white guy looks like he's
with
in...
With arms folded?
Yeah, this guy does not buy it, Dylan. He saw you, he was like, who the fuck is this kid? You think you're going to make me laugh?
I felt it, too.
Yeah,
Jared.
That guy's
Jared,
like
I felt
a,
it.
He's like a bad guy from Lock, Stock, and Two Broken Barrels. With the guy. He looks like a Guy Ritchie guy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Shit. So,
oh, yes. Shit.
Jesus, oh, not shit. Having it.
Yeah, so... They got to go on a, they got to, that's bonus footage.
Yeah, so you go ahead, sure. Finish playing the trailer and it'll get the instructions on this shit.
It's bad.
It's only a little bit left.
You can't talk no more. If I bomb, I can't talk on the show anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. They have to give me the same respect, like, if I do good.
If you go, that's what I want
I'm
going to
talk forever.
Not
right.
But that's
third
the
chair.
Third chair.
You know, sometimes, you never know. You know, comedy, you know, it should be, you never know the time on it.
So now he's backing off it.
How you feeling?
Get the fuck away from me. Literally, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, as it comes more real.
And I'm up here cooking, bro. I'm cooking. Hosting.
Cooking. Fucking cat litter jokes. This man murdered with 5 minutes of cat litter.
Yeah. We was having a good time.
We had a great time.
Me and Dan was having a good time.
God damn it.
Derek knows it's coming.
See that? See? If Dan is cool, you should be cool.
He sees the bomb coming.
Oh, I'm going to be cool.
You could see it.
It's probably going to be a good day for me.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Bang, bang.
Yeah, man. So, basically...
Great.
What we've done is we're going to put this up on the Gas Digital website. This will be bonus content, all right? So you have to be a subscriber. If you're here rocking with us on YouTube, we love you. We appreciate you. Share it. But if you want to see whether or not Dylan did well at this show or not, and it'll include my set, Derek's set. So this is a 90-minute show. It's well worth the fucking subscription.
Oh, so you're getting the whole show.
You'll get the whole show, the behind-the-scenes shit, everything. You know what I mean?
You can see Dylan devolve from that. Because it's just so funny. You pick him up in New York. He's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm ready. And then it's him going on. Right as he's going on stage, he's like, all right, he's doing well. I don't know. They really like this cat litter stuff. Holy shit. All right, I'll do my best. We'll figure it out.
All right, now, Dylan, you got nervous when I said the setups, man. Can we play the setups?
Yeah, play the setups.
Can we? I just want to go through the setups. I just want to go through the setups with Jared.
Sure.
I want to go through the setups with Jared just to see. I want Jared's
and
perspective.
And Dylan, I don't mean to sound bad.
These are my jokes. Like, these are like a workshop and shit.
It's not the fucking joke. I promise you, it's just the setups.
You said you went to the open mic. Your boy got you up. What are you talking about?
No, I just want, I want Jared's opinion. Jared, how long have you been doing comedy?
Almost 11 years.
Okay, so I want Jared's opinion, just like whether... Because the setups, they cut off as soon as he delivers it. So we don't even get a crowd reaction.
Just a couple. Let's get a couple.
I just want Jared's opinion to know, do you think this joke went well?
You in boot camp. You're going to be funny as shit next year.
year two and a half.
You're going to be funny as shit next year. We promise.
Fine.
All right. Do you got the link? So they come fast because the setups are only like a few seconds.
Sure.
So once you're finished setting it up, just try to hit pause or hit pause when I say hit pause because they're all together. It's like one quick file. All right. I fucking love this, man. So first of all, for you guys to see this show, you got to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You have to use promo code NNFA. All right. That will get you in behind the promo. Like you would subscribe to it. You get a 14-day trial. So that's enough time for you to come in. You can see all of our classic shows. You get our shows a week early and in high definition. And you get access to every other fucking show on the network.
It's a deal.
Absolutely. All right.
So everyone's going to think I did this on purpose.
What?
The internet's down.
Oh, no.
Oh.
You got, I don't give a fuck. I'll leave this chair. Y'all can, you guys can do the research. Oh. Stop looking at me like that, Derek.
Oh, my God.
You probably said a prayer this morning.
Yeah.
That shit wouldn't go.
Oh, my God. Is it really?
If you send it to me, like,
The file, I have it on my fucking hard drive. Shit. All right.
Okay. He's saved. The people are going to watch it because
we're setting the internet. Yeah. Give it a couple. Maybe we can.
We got to wrap the show up, man. But this is
you made
fun.
It out, motherfucker.
We'll save this it for next week.
Fun. Yeah. I'm excited. I want people's reactions. I want people to go subscribe and then you find out because this is for you guys. For you guys who hate Dylan. All right. Go subscribe. Go subscribe and
subscribe.
Tell us if he bombed. If he bombed, we'll make sure that he never fucking talks
on the show
on
anymore.
The show again.
And
however,
I'll put him on timeout if he does.
If he killed, he's fucking third chair, man.
And with that being said, make sure to go watch my podcast.
There you go, boy.
My Instagram, Dylan J. Negri. And on my YouTube, Dylan J. Negri. Doped Up and Dying. Comedians Getting High, watching shows. It's really fun. Had Dave and Derek on. Jared, we should have you on sometime.
I'd love to come on.
Hell
Dylan,
fucking yeah.
Dylan.
No doubt. Jared, man.
I spit hot fire.
Thank you so much for coming
by,
man.
It's a pleasure,
guys. Say goodbye to the people, man.
This was fantastic. I am now personally invested in Dylan's career.
Yeah.
I'm personally invested in the show. It was
Word.
A pleasure.
The J Train. Always love the J Train.
Yeah. And
my nigga Jared Free.
All right, Derek, say goodbye to the people, man.
Hey, goodbye. We love you here at No Need for Apologies. At The Great Boy on Instagram, NNFA Podcast on Instagram. Make sure you go there, like, subscribe, laugh, have a good time with the guys at the Recess Room.
All right, take care. I'm Dave Temple, the God Man, and see you guys next week. Love you.
oh shit, you done made it to the end of the episode, which means you're fucking with NNFA, all right?
And if you're rocking with us, guess what? Your friends are going to rock with us too. So share us.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Let people know about us, man. Get us to 3,500 subscribers by the end of the month.
35. Right? It's not hard to do.
Other ways to support the show, head over to podcastmerch.com/NNFA. Get your black on black to go with your black on black. And if you want to see the video of how Dylan did on our show in Westchester, well, you got to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code NNFA. Get your 14-day trial and get access to all of our old shows. Get new shows a week early and every other show on the network.
That's right, boy. See you guys later. Talk that shit. I'll see y'all soon.